What has happened to our church building? I have learned over the years from our church treasurer that it's not a good thing to have an account underwater. That means you spent out more money than you brought in. But the church building is underwater for our week of vacation Bible school that begins tonight. Scuba VBS. So hopefully you've been able to enjoy the decorations throughout the building. Feel free to come back on Thursday. We'll have the closing program at 7:50 or so here in the sanctuary as the children will share all that they have experienced over the next five evenings. So welcome to our time of worship here at St. John's, the church on the corner whose cornerstone is Christ. Please look over all the announcements in the bulletin. Please also note the one about the East Garden summer meals. They're going to begin on June 13th. We do have a team providing the meal and helping to set up, but we could use some extras because we have a few people that are going to be out of town that week. So if you could help, please contact the church office. It's a blessing to have Joel Foote here with us this morning. He and Annie sponsor children at Cajado Children's Home, and Joel is prepared to share with us about sponsorship.
Gay List asked me to if I would come and say a few words, and she didn't know that my wife had banned me from the use of microphones, so I was given 5 minutes, so I wrote down some things so that I wouldn't forget them. I know Matt Hines always uses props when he's up here, so. Did Matt leave or is he still here? Oh, there he is. This has been an incredible blessing for me to sponsor these children. And I'm going to try not to get too emotional. This morning, I wasn't prepared and cried like a baby, so I'm going to try and not do that. But about 2 years ago, we started sponsoring a young boy at Cajado, whose name is Joel. We waited until we got an African whose first name was Joel. So he was new at Cajado. He's only been there just a little over 2 years. And he's 15 and he's in the ninth grade. And for the last approximately 7 years, we've sponsored Daisy. She is now 14 years old and she's an eighth grader. This morning I was awakened by a text from Jim Greaser, who's over there with the group that's over there right now this minute, and he had a picture of himself and Daisy standing next to him. He was completely covered up by her smile. If you've ever seen Daisy, she's the one with this giant smile. It's interesting, we think of them as grandchildren, probably because of our ages and probably because our children are grown and raised. And Joel refers to us as his American parents. Daisy calls us Mommy and Daddy, and we get to hear from her because we make our payments monthly, and each month Annie writes a letter. And then they respond with a letter. We get three or four letters a year. And over the course of those years, we've gotten to see her English and her writing skills improve such that we can actually read hers very well, and she makes a lot of sense in those letters. Joel is a boy, and he's a little behind her in his school because he was new at Cajado, and so he uses forward sentences like any guy would. And so it's he's a little bit easier for me to follow. If you haven't or don't sponsor a child with Caggiato or any of the other wonderful groups that are out there that where you can sponsor children, you pray for them, you worry about them, and it's basically like having kids, but without all the drama. But the money it is important for them because it provides clothing, food, shelter, schooling, and most importantly, safety. The places that they are not great areas for them to grow up in, and especially for the girls, being on their own. So being in a compound such as they are, I don't know if that's a good word to use, but enclosure where everything is contained is pretty important and pretty special. Daisy will go to high school like Joel is now, and she'll be bused there, and it'll be a boarding school, so she will stay there. So we're hopeful that she's as safe there as she has been at Caggiato. Girls are a little more predatory, I guess, for the males in the area. So, but we're excited about that. She wants to be a nurse because Annie was a nurse. She thinks then that when she goes to college, if she becomes a nurse, she'll have a chance then to become a doctor. And it's been suggested that I might even have a chance to help pay for some of that college. So I'm actually excited about that because it's very reasonable compared to what my kids were. They are in their new school, not Daisy and Joel, but they have the new school open this year that I know many contributions came from the St. John's population. And they had some flooding that evidently was fairly serious, and it held back on their preparations for the kitchen and dining, and they were given a variance so that they could open the school without those things being completely completed. So Gay wanted me to be sure and thank everybody for their heartfelt gifts and contributions, and I didn't mention that in the first service, so you're getting the full boat here on this one. Also, if you are anyone who is interested or has heard about this before and thinks maybe they would be interested in sponsoring a child, please talk to David, who is the representative, David Stuckey, and he will have literature and can give you things and tell you more about it than I can. But I will tell you that having these kids is a long-distance love affair, and it's really cool. And is my 5 minutes up? I think that's it. I think that's what I wanted to share with you. And sponsorship is $50 a month. But the cost of each child now has gone up fairly significantly. Gay told me that it was around $165 a month to actually take care of the children. And they used to have two sponsors per child, and that $100, two times 50, covered almost everything that the child almost, it was like $10, $12 short. But now that's gone to $165. So what they are doing is they're taking three sponsors per child to get close to that $165 figure. The only problem with that is that every new child, every child that is that they want to get in there and that needs to be in there and would like to be at Caggiato requires three people to take care of instead of one. I think we have nine churches. I hope I'm not spreading a rumor. I think we have nine churches in America that are sponsored churches. I was able to add the ninth one with the church that we now attend in Wauseon, True North, and they are now a sponsoring church. They gave me more than 5 minutes, and so they were. Hey. But that's not a lot for as you know for a country the size of America and the number of churches that we have. But I share those things with you so that you kind of know. What it's like to sponsor a child, what the cost might be, and if your heart is telling you to put your brain in gear, it's very worthwhile for Annie and I, and hope that it would be also for you. Thank you.
Our opening scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. You can find that on page 1122 in your pew Bible. And if you do look there, you'll see it's simply labeled doxology. From Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Let us pray together. O Lord, our Father, our God, our hearts say, blessed be the name of you because of who you are. We praise you for your faithfulness in all things. We are grateful for all that you do for us. We praise you for your wisdom, which is beyond our comprehension, and especially for your unfailing love. Thank you for bringing us here together today. Please, let your spirit rest upon us and accept our humble worship. Please bless our time of fellowship with you and with each other, asking all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. So let us rise up and praise him while we come back to the heart of worship. Please stand as you are able to sing Rise Up and Praise Him, followed by the heart of worship.
One in the
Christ with one another.
I invite the children to come down for the children's message. Be careful where you sit on the steps. Watch those cords back there. Oh, they moved them out of the way. They knew. They're pretty smart. Are these real? You want to try one? Oh, man. Oh, yes, that's real. Yes, I have a bowl of fruit. So good grapes. What's that called?
Strawberry.
A strawberry.
Orange.
You sure that's an orange?
Yeah.
A cutie? You can have a seat. Have a seat right there. Thanks for coming up. Or you can sit over there. You're good? It's a mini orange. Sometimes it's a cutie. This was called a halo, but it represents oranges of all sizes. One of my favorites is a peach. The favorite is a pear. Oh, I used to eat a banana a day, but now they're no longer on my diet. Not yet. Anybody know what this is? Which is a potato or a kiwi? It's a kiwi. That's a good guess. If I opened it up, maybe you'd notice this. Do you eat kiwis? You're okay. Do you like kiwis? Yes. Okay. No? That's why there's different kinds of fruits. Now, if I went to a pear tree, would I find a peach? If I went to an apple tree, would I find an orange? If I went to a tomato plant, would I find a strawberry? I have no idea what a kiwi fruit grows on. Is that a plant, a tree, a fruit, a bush? Okay, we're not going to plant one at my house, but now I know. They're okay, but they're not as good as pears and peaches. We have these fruit that come from particular trees and particular plants. This morning, we're going to continue our sermon series about the fruit of the Spirit. And these fruit represent the fruit of the Spirit in the sense that there are fruit of the Spirit. Two that we're going to talk about today is patience and love. Are you very patient? Do you like to sit around and wait for things to happen? Yeah. But God wants us to be patient, especially patient with one another and with other people. Patience means we're being positive while we're waiting for something to happen. We have hope. The other fruit is love. We are supposed to love God, and we're supposed to love everyone. That's what the Bible teaches us. And as a pear tree produces pears and a peach tree produces peaches, Christians are supposed to produce patience and love in seven other qualities that we've either talked about or coming up this summer. And so we're supposed to be patient and loving of one another. That's the fruit that Christians are supposed to have. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of the lessons of Scripture. And we pray that these children and we ourselves would have patience and love as we bear your fruit. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Hopefully I'll see you tonight at Vacation Bible School. You're all welcome. You want a grape? Well, I haven't washed them for everybody else, so that'll have to happen later. Oh, man. It's come a time of prayer this morning. Certainly be praying for Vacation Bible School and all the children and all the staff and the last-minute preparations, not only for tonight, but for each day. Would update one of the concerns on the back of the bulletin. Chloe Merrillett, who we have prayed for a number of years, she is going to have surgery once again, but it's been postponed till June 11th. So please be praying for Chloe and her parents, Keith and John, and grandparents, Roger and Kay Merrillett. and got texted last night by Nikki Wise that Ross and Katie Planson, their house had a fire last night. Ross and Katie and their newborn Casey are all okay. Don't know the extent or anything, but just asking for prayer. So begin praying for Ross and Katie Planson. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we take these moments to bow in prayer before you. Lord, you are an amazing and a wondrous God. Scripture speaks of your powers of mightiness, your acts of wonder, and the glory of forgiveness and your grace. And we gather and we connect in to worship you and to praise you. We thank you for the ways that you teach us and equip us through your written word, in a word that can come alive through ministry such as Vacation Bible School. And Lord, for VBS happening here at St. John's and a few other churches in our community this week, we pray for each experience of VBS. We pray for all those that are involved in providing the lessons and the decorations and the cooperation, the coordination efforts. We pray for those teachers and those staff members that they would bear the fruit of patience and love throughout each of the 5 days. Lord, we pray for each child that will come, both here at St. John's and other churches in the community. We pray for those experiences that the Scripture, your Word, would become alive and active in their hearts and in their minds, that we would just bear fruit for you. Lord, we pray for our list of concerns, for those that have been in long-term care, for those that are going through treatment. We pray for stamina. We pray for hope. We pray for healing. We pray for your length of patience and your strength of healing. Lord, we pray for Ross and Katie and young Casey and their family and friends. The scary nature of a fire in the home. We don't know the details, but we're thankful that Ross and Katie and their infant daughter are okay physically. We also pray for their emotional health as they deal with what has happened. And we thank you for the family that is there to surround them in this time. Lord, we pray for Chloe, who has dealt with cancer over the years and faces another procedure now and has more time to wait. Lord, we thank you for her faith in you. And we pray that you would bless her with patience and peace. We pray for her parents and grandparents and her sister and her brother as they await this time. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to use Chloe as an instrument of your grace and mercy. And we pray for her healing and sustaining nature. Lord, as a congregation gathered together, connected in, we pray that you would unite us in our prayer, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.